You can call us or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here later this hour, we're going to be talking a little bit about the Hurricane Ian recovery down South Florida, and that a lot of people are still scrambling. They're getting back, you know, power back on and everything like that. But internet access is becoming a problem. I'll tell you what people are doing in order to access the internet. Plus, we got some of the we got Bobby's brain teases and much more. But to start off this hour here, we have the opportunity to talk to a living legend today, Frankie Avalon. Frankie Avalon's coming to the Sanger Theater this Sunday at 3 o'clock, and you can still get tickets, I believe, on the Sanger Theater's website. So just go to PensacolaSanger.com. And so join us right now on our News Radio 923 hotline is Frankie Avalon. Frankie, thanks for joining me.
Hello, Bobby. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, this is a tremendous privilege for me. I tell you, my mom's from New Jersey, grew up in the Meadowlands and then eventually Toms River area. And so she raised me on your music. She raised me on your movies. And I took her to go see Jersey
songs,
Boys when
Bobby.
When it came out. So this is a huge privilege for me to talk to you, Frankie.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Bobby, for having me, really.
So I gotta ask you. You know, you're known for your music. It's wonderful music, but that high pitched voice. Are you still doing that high pitched falsetto thing?
No. You got the wrong guy, Bobby.
Oh, the wrong guy.
Yeah. See, there's two Frankies at this day and age. There's a Frankie Avalon who is a movie star.
No, I'm like, okay.
No, I'm the guy who's made over 40 motion pictures. I was in the film Grease. I played Teen Angel. You know, musical dropout, that thing.
Oh, yes.
You're thinking of the other guy, Jashari, with the whole high voice. That's Frankie Valli.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't,
I know Frankie.
I got it mixed up. We get mixed
yes.
up all the time. First of all, I'm taller and better looking. No, I'm only kidding. He's my friend. We've been friends for years.
I apologize. I didn't mean to mix both of you up because you're the Annette Funicello connection
that
my mom always had me
it.
Watching.
That's right. Beach Party, Beach Party, son of a bitch. All those pictures, the Alamo, John Wayne, the Grease, and a lot of films.
So let me ask you this, because this was actually one of the questions I was going to ask you about films and about entertainment, because you've been in the industry for so long. What are some of the things that have changed in the industry that you kind of miss that used to be there?
Well, I'll give you one answer. Music.
Oh?
Music has changed considerably, drastically. And I'm you know, an old fogey, whatever, but I just remember songs, whether it's from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. In this day and age, it's something different. There's a lot of rap out there, which I don't associate with. But, you know, there's audiences for everybody, Bobby. But, you know, I think that the styles of a song with a lyric and a meaning to it and romantic, I think those days are gone. But, you know, there's the other generations. That's fine. But I still do what people want to hear and an audience and a generation out there. When I'm on stage, I do all the hits that I've had, and I've had a lot of them. From Dee Dee Dinah, Gingerbread, Bobby Saxon Stockings, Venus, Boy Without a Girl, Beauty School Dropout. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, tons of things. So I do that on stage, Bobby. I don't do anything else by that. I show films of my family. I have 8 children, 10 grandchildren. I go back into time with Dick Clark and show a lot of mm-hmm. clips from there. And it's a fun show for the family. I love the fact in Pensacola, it's 3 o'clock. My audience will go there, have a great time, go have a nice dinner.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking to Frankie Avalon here, he's going to be at the Sanger Theater this Sunday, 3 o'clock. So what are some things about the industry that has changed over the years that you think this is a good thing?
Well, no, the good thing, I mean, technically, you know, a lot of the technology is just a great advancement. I mean, the mere fact that, you know, you've got these monitors and microphones. And, you know, when I started out, there was, you know, the sound system was in the ceiling, you know, or we would do a show on top of a sandwich shop or whatever. You know, I was doing one-nighters with Buddy Holly and Dion and the Belmonts and Sam Cooke. We traveled all over this country on a bus doing one-nighters. That was the inception of the change of music from the early 50s into the middle 50s and Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis and that. So I'm part of all that stuff.
So, you've been touring for so long now. So the just touring has changed as well, not just the technology, but I think the way that people used to go and visit these things, like you're talking about these doing these one-nighters and things like that.
Right.
And so, I mean, now, how much touring do you actually do now?
I probably do maybe, and I pick and choose what I want to do at this point in my life, in my career, because you say something changed. You know what's changed? Traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Getting from one date to another. Yes, it's jets, it's quicker, but, you know, airports are jammed, cancellations, late flights, all that other stuff you have to deal with. And I deal with it, and so I probably do around, I'd say about 30 dates a year.
Okay, all right. That's still pretty busy right there.
Yeah,
I guess back when you were younger, you would drive to different locations. Wouldn't even.
Well, you would, but still, I mean, I started. I mean, I sound like a relic. you know, before jets. You know, I went to Australia in 1958 with the Everly Brothers and the Platters and myself, and that was before jets. I mean, I've seen tremendous changes, like a lot of people who are in my generation.
Yeah, I think it's tremendous. I think it's amazing that you like. We still have an opportunity to meet people like you, who we grew up with, and on screen, and being able to be just even if it's only 30 nights of the year, it's an opportunity to meet a living legend nowadays.
Thank you.
So what can we? What else, you can't give us a little bit of a tease of what we can expect on Sunday?
Well, I just tell us a little bit more about what we can. I did, and I do some clips mm-hmm. from the different motion pictures and talk about Annette Funicello and the Beach Party. I show some of those clips there, my family. I sing all the songs that I just mentioned to you, and I relate to the audience. It's just a fun show. It's what show business was at one time, which has now disappeared, and there's only a few of us left doing it, you know?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. Well, Frankie, I appreciate you joining me here on News Radio 923, and we're looking forward to seeing you on Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Okay, Bobby, come say hello, and hopefully we'll get some people out there and just have a lot of good memories. And enjoy yourself. Sit back, relax, and boy, you'll think of a lot of things. When you hear these songs, you'll know where you were, what you were doing, and who you were dating, all that stuff. It's a very special time for me and for the audience.
All right. Thank you very much. There you go.
Thanks,
Frankie Avalon. No problem. Go to PensacolaSanger.com to go get tickets. There's still just some left available to be able to go see Frankie Avalon in person. And it's at 3 o'clock. So like he said, it's a great opportunity for you to be able to go check him out and then go to dinner afterwards. So go to PensacolaSanger.com and you'll be able to see the events page right there and be able to get more tickets to go check out Frankie Avalon. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives. Sorry, Gracie's saying goodbye to Frankie. So instead, let me hit top three stories here real quick for you. Blackouts in 1,162 towns, villages after Russia strikes. They've ramped up their strikes even more. China plans to seize Taiwan on a much faster timeline, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and President Biden is pledging to legalize abortion if Democrats expand majorities, and so plan on doing it through Congress instead of through the court systems like last time. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Now let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie.
Sorry, I had to chat it up with Frankie. But our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90. We are still seeing some slow traffic. We have slowdowns on Pine Forest. It's going to be in the north and southbound lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10, as well as on I-10 out of Pensacola going towards Mobile. This is going to be at the exit of 59. This is going to be due to an accident right at that exit. Slowdowns in the westbound direction as you're going towards Spanish 4 in Mobile. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom.
when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and running, hey, hey. Skipping and jumping.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We just finished talking to Frankie Avalon. He's coming to the Sanger Theater this weekend. And I pulled a, what's the guy's name? I went blank on the interviewer's name now. This is not a good day for me. What's this guy's name? It's the interviewer's name. He interviewed Jerry Seinfeld when Jerry Seinfeld was he was leaving his show. Like he was closing down. His show, and he's a classic interviewer. Who is it? Larry King. That's it. It was Larry King. So I pulled a Larry King. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say. If you don't want to talk about Larry King, Jerry Seinfeld, it's kind of worth watching. Luckily, Frankie Avalon was very gracious and kind. So
if you don't know what he means, it'll be on the podcast.
Oh, really? Oh, we're going to do that.
I'm kidding.
You could do it out there because he was gracious. And I just mixed two Frankies together. This is what I did. So because I know Frankie Avalon. I've seen like all of his movies many, many, many times. I just kind of added an element to Frankie Avalon that doesn't exist. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I'm okay with it. Luckily, he was gracious and kind, and it's going to be a good show on Sunday, so go check out the Pensacola Sanger Theater.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. What in the world is that? Senator Marco Rubio and Congresswoman Val Demings going toe-to-toe tonight in their first and only debate ahead of the November 8th election. Nova Southeastern University's Dr. Charles Zeldin says that Demings is now trailing behind Rubio in the latest poll by 7 percentage points. He's expecting her to go after Rubio's abortion stance.
Rubio, it's more a case of don't make a mistake, don't make a faux pas.
And Zeldin says he believes it all boils down to turnout, since most Florida voters weigh in only along party lines, giving Rubio the advantage. R. Kelly's former business manager is asking a federal judge to award him $850,000 in attorney fees. Daryl McDavid was acquitted last month on charges of helping the Chicago-born singer to illegally rig his 2008 child pornography trial. McDavid's attorney says the client ran up a six-figure bill defending his freedom. Bobby, Google Trends has now released its 2022 Frightgeist. There we go. Now I can turn this back up. That takes a look at the most searched Halloween costumes in the U.S. for the second straight year. Which is the most popular and searched Halloween costume? Rounding out the top five this year, Spider-Man, Dinosaur, Stranger Things, and number five was Fairy. Now, they also tracked this on a city-by-city basis, and Pensacola comes in right along with the national trends, with Witch being number one.
Oh, all right. Do you usually dress up for Halloween?
Sometimes. It's been a couple of years since I have. I'm thinking about doing it this time.
Oh, okay. All right. What you thinking of then?
Well, I haven't 100% decided yet, but the Halloween party I may go to has an 80s theme, so I'm going to have to come up with some good ideas. Some 80s ideas.
Maybe a little Boy George?
Sorry. I don't know about that one.
Oh, that's funny. I don't usually dress up for Halloween. But if I do, I do sometimes. But if I do, it seems like it's always pirate. it's easy.
You've got the one costume, it's just your go-to.
Yeah, well, you could just dress up in rags and be like, "Arr, I'm a pirate." And you know, you put some eyeliner on and you're good. So, it's just you just go to the thrift store, go buy some older clothes and have them shredded or something, and you look like a pirate now. So, I don't know. At least a Johnny Depp version of pirate. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We do have some major slowdowns going on I-10 right now. This is going to be due to an accident right at the exit at Highway 59. We have an accident that's causing some major slowdowns, so keep that in mind. If you're heading westbound towards Mobile, you're going to see about 20 minutes worth of delays slowing you down on I-10. See something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
This year's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer of Pensacola is coming up October 29th at Seville Square. You're invited to walk the walk, raise the funds, bring your friends, and celebrate with survivors. Registration starts at 8 a.m. The walk is at 9 a.m. Registration is available today on our website, newsradio923.com. All right, coming up here next. So down in South Florida, they're getting the power turned back on after Hurricane Ian and everything, but internet's a problem. I'll tell you what the remedy is coming up next right here on News Radio
923. I would like to reach out my hand, oh, messiah. Tell you to run.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Nobody see, nobody on.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting us 850-437-1620. So down in South Florida with Hurricane Ian, they have had, power's starting to get restored, but there's been a problem with internet access. And in today's day and age, I'm sure you know, what would you do if you did not have internet access, right? Yeah, no, that's not going to work. And so now it looks like what they're trying to do is, basically the libraries are loaded up with people. That's right. The libraries, public libraries have become a hot spot. When's the last time you went to the library? It was like crowded. but they're all heading to the library because they have public access to the internet. So somebody actually sent me a picture. They've got people like sitting on the floor. Like there's no chairs and stuff left. They're sitting on the floor with their laptop, like working or maybe playing. I don't know. Maybe they're playing too. And then you got other people who are sitting on their laptops with their headphones in. So, maybe they're streaming a movie or something, but apparently the libraries have become a hot spot because they're the ones with the internet. that's how powerful the internet is nowadays. It's actually made libraries popular. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions with us by texting 850-437-1620. Dancing Through the Decades. You can raise funds for the Council on Aging of West Florida and celebrate their golden anniversary. 50 years in the community serving, supporting, and advocating for seniors. It's coming up November 4th at 6 p.m. at the Hilton Pensacola Beach. To sponsor or to get your tickets, go to newsradio923.com. That is for the Dancing Through the Decades for the Council of Aging on West Florida. Rally. WSRE's Rally 2022 is going to air live on Thursday night here on News Radio 92.3 at 7 o'clock. So it's going to be on WSRE, of course, but then we're going to have it right here on News Radio 92.3, on 95.3, and on AM 1620. And it's going to cover the five races in the area, U.S. Congressional District 1, Florida Senate District 1 and 2, and Florida House District 1 and 2. So that will come up on Thursday. And then, of course, next week, next Monday, October 24th, it'll be the only debate between Governor Ron DeSantis and Congressman Charlie Crist. And we'll carry that live for you at 6 p.m. So we'll cut the show short a little bit just so we can cover that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you, starting off with Russia. Russia's latest strikes have caused blackouts in 1,100 towns and villages in Ukraine. 1,162, actually. That's a lot of places with no power now from the latest Russian strikes. And more international stress, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that China plans to seize Taiwan on a much faster timeline. And finally, President Biden is pledging to legalize abortion if Democrats expand majorities. So with China planning to expand Taiwan in a much faster timeline, this goes back to the whole thing where China saying, hey, Taiwan is ours. It's our territory. Taiwan saying, no, we're independent. And the United States is also basically saying they're independent, and many other countries. And so China's saying, well, in that case, we'll just go re-seize them then. Oh, boy. President Biden pledging to legalize abortion on the federal level if Democrats expand majorities. Well, at least he's trying to do it in a legal format now instead of just from an activist court like Roe v. Wade was. Roe v. Wade was one of the worst, most egregious examples we've seen of an activist court. That has been corrected now. So now they're trying to get it done federally. But yet, at the same time, I was still pointing this out earlier. There could be a constitutional challenge. If Congress passes a bill that would legalize abortion, it could still have a constitutional question to that. Where in the Constitution does it say that the federal government has a purview over abortion or any kind of reproductive right, actually? And in fact, if it does anything, it would oppose it, in my opinion, because the Constitution protects life. And so, but basically the Constitution says if it's not here in the U.S. Constitution, then it's up to the states to handle it. So the real way, if you want to expand abortion federally and keep it that way, you would have to get a U.S. constitutional amendment. It wouldn't be good enough just to pass a law, but that's just, you know, okay, that ain't going to happen either. All right, so those are your top three stories. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, bottom of the seventh inning right now. The Yankees-Guardians game got delayed from yesterday, so here it is, the winner take all. And right now, basically starting off in the first inning, Giancarlo Stanton put the Yankees ahead with a three-run homer in the first inning. They lead right now 5-1, bottom of the seventh. That game's on TBS. So looks like the Yankees right now will advance. And then tonight at 7:03 on FS1, the Phillies are going to be playing the Padres. I still can't believe the Braves lost to the Phillies, but there you go. NBA opening night tonight. Technically, it's like tomorrow, but these are like two like pre-opening or whatever. They do this. So at 6:30 on TNT, you got the 76ers playing the Boston Celtics. At 9 o'clock, it's the Lakers against the Golden State Warriors. And then tomorrow, you get all the rest of the teams playing. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus tonight, but the Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be playing the Philadelphia Flyers at 6 o'clock on ESPN. And then the late game on ESPN is going to be LA against Nashville. Traffic on the fives, and then we'll come back with your sports news.
Well, we do have some slowdowns right now. That is going to include I-10 moving westbound going into Mobile at Highway 59 due to an accident that happened right at that exit. Seeing some slowdowns, definitely going in the westbound direction. It is improving. So if you are stuck in traffic, just know it should be clearing up soon. As well as your everyday afternoon traffic leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, 98 is going to be backed up in front of the nature preserve. If you see something else slowing you down on the road, something out of the ordinary, have any details for me, give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting us 850-437-1620. The top sports news, Colts owner Jim Irsay says, well, basically endorses ousting Daniel Snyder as the owner of the Washington not Redskins, what are they now? Commanders, saying that there is merit to remove him as the owner. Struggling quarterback Russell Wilson will have an MRI on his hamstring after he injured his leg in the Monday Night Football loss last night. NASCAR suspending Bubba Wallace from Mobile for one race for his basically the fight that he got into with Kyle Larson at the Las Vegas Speedway. And the Capitals, Evgeny Kuznetsov has been suspended for a vicious high stick on Kyle Burrows. That is your sports news. Vaccine mandate battles are starting to ramp up with federal contractors and the Coast Guard. I saw this article a little bit earlier that they still have, you know, even though things kind of quote unquote got back to normal in many ways, the vaccine mandate is still there and it's still in place. And it was challenged in court by trade groups and even states. A federal district court issued an injunction blocking the new vaccine mandate for contractors of the federal government. And but now it's starting to ramp back up. The Biden administration extended the declaration of the pandemic being a public health emergency through January 11th, 2023. So now, with the president saying the pandemic is over back in September, now you're starting to get people really pushed back. Representative U.S. Representative Jim Jordan stating, "Why did Joe Biden extend his emergency pandemic powers through January 11th if the pandemic is over?" Yep. Of course, we know that there's been a lot of people who've been discharged from the military because they refused to get the vaccine. And so now those legal battles are starting to come to the forefront. It's hard to believe that we're still dealing with even discussing vaccine mandate stuff, especially with more and more of the information coming out showing, particularly for younger people, it's not healthy for them to get it. 84% greater risk of getting of having a heart problem if you get the vaccine and you're a male for the mRNA vaccine. Now we have this. Apparently, later this week, the CDC's advisory committee is going to vote on recommending the vaccine to be mandated for children. Mandated. What? So I'm not going to talk about this right now because, one, they're going to discuss it. They haven't voted on it yet. So, you know, it might be all for naught. And two, it makes my blood boil. So I'm going to move on. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Come up here next. Quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, the Gulf Breeze Library is open again after a vehicle overshot a parking space, hit the building last weekend. City Manager Sam Abel from Gulf Breeze tells us a little bit about how that happened.
What it was is a family of four, two small girls, one little girl with, you know, the soccer cleats on that could barely fit her tiny cute little feet. And unfortunately, the mom just had an accident and hit the gas, went over the tire stops, threw a sign into the front of the library there.
And the good news is, Abel tells us, nobody was seriously hurt in that crash. They did have to close for just a day or two to make sure there was no structural damage. They're now reopened as of today, and they're going to be starting to work on repairs.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Florida State, we are your home for Florida State Seminole football, and every week of the home game, listen to our local shows for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the game. When you hear the FSU war chant, you'll have a chance to win. Their next game is going to be coming up the week of October 29th. So not this weekend, but the following weekend. So next week, we'll be giving away tickets to go see them play. Who are they playing? Georgia State Yellow Jackets. So the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Did I say Georgia State? Yeah. I mean Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. That's who they're playing next week. So we'll be giving away tickets to go see them all then. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. In case you missed it, we did talk to Frankie Avalon a little bit earlier this hour. It was about as good as a Larry King interview, interviewing Jerry Seinfeld. But he's coming to Sanger Theater this Sunday at 3 p.m. And he's a really good guy. So it was a fantastic opportunity to talk to him, actually. And we'll have that podcast up next hour, probably. Right? Is that what you said? All right, cool. So stick around for that. But in the meantime, go to PensacolaSanger.com and purchase some tickets to go check him out at 3 o'clock on Sunday. So Ladd Peebles Stadium over Mobile. You know, they lost the baseball team. I can't remember what they were called. But they lost the baseball team. Ever since then, there's been concerns about what is going to happen with Ladd Peebles Stadium. Because even the Senior Bowl has now moved to the USA's campus, to the stadium over there. And so it's like, what is going to happen with this? There's been buzz, there's been rumors, and the Mobile County Public School System is looking to purchase the stadium from the city. And I saw this from NBC 15. They actually interviewed the general manager, CJ Drinkard, about it. And he said, I've pretty much been hearing that rumor since I took over in June, but I haven't had anything confirmed directly by the school system about their interest. So looks like they're just going to keep on doing what they do, which is they have swap meets there. They did end up holding some sort of baseball, like some minor, some like little league baseball stuff and things like that. So that's about, they'll just keep doing that kind of stuff with the stadium. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have a couple of slowdowns in our area. That is going to include still some slow traffic on I-10. This is as you're approaching Highway 59, just after the Baldwin Beach Express exit. We had an accident at the Highway 59 exit that caused some delays. It's cleared up at the scene of the accident, but you'll still see some trailing slowdowns because of it. So keep that in mind if you're heading westbound towards Mobile on I-10. Throughout Pensacola, we have our everyday slow traffic on Pine Forest. North and southbound lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10 is slow, as well as 98. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, expect some slowdowns during throughout the Nature Preserve. If you're heading out to Bands on the Beach tonight, really nothing to slow you down as you get to the beach on the 3 Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge, or the Bob Sykes Bridge. See something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Top story on Fox News is Air Force warplanes identified and intercepted Russian bombers flying in airspace near Alaska. Oh, yeah. A couple of bombers flying. I guess we're flying in international airspace, not U.S. airspace, but near U.S. airspace. They said they didn't pose a threat, but they did go ahead and intercept them and get them to go away. Other top story on FoxNews.com is that a reporter has grilled the Biden administration on abortion. Because as we mentioned today, one of the top three stories is that President Biden pledged to legalize abortion federally if Democrats expand the majorities. And so the reporter basically saying that, you know, he wants to codify Roe v. Wade, but what about the child's right to life? And so just had a little bit of grilling going on right there. And then, let's see, the other top story was, once again, talking about abortion rally rights, President Biden stumbling once again through his words. And at one point, as he was stumbling, he just said, thank you, I'm sorry. And so, okay. So that's one of the things going on right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3 informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions with us by texting as well, 850-437-1620. So, yeah, let's hit Bobby's Brain Teases.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
All right. The letters in SOS don't stand for anything. It just means three dots, three dashes, three dots in Morse code, which is considered the least confusing way to call for help. So, three dashes, three dots, three dashes, three dots. Hey, it's easy to call for help that way. Doesn't mean anything. It's just SOS. Doesn't mean anything. 1 million seconds ago, it was October 6th. 1 billion seconds ago, it was 1991. And 1 trillion seconds ago, it was 30,000 BC. So imagine what it's like to be a billionaire. right? An American Tale was the first animated movie to make money, more money than a competing Disney movie. When it came out in 1986, it made twice as much money as Disney's The Great Mouse Detective. It was the first one to do so, to make more money than a competing Disney movie. And it is a good one. I do like American Tale. I like the American Tale Five Will Goes West better, though, I think.